Do you need a car? Been shopping only to be turned down because of bad credit, low credit, no credit, bankruptcy, or divorce? Guess what? Today's your lucky day, because now you can buy a car, truck, or SUV, just about any vehicle. It's true. Bad credit doesn't matter. No credit doesn't matter. Bankruptcy or divorce, it just doesn't matter. As a matter of fact, your job is your ticket to your new vehicle. We're Auto Credit Express, and we've helped thousands of people just like you. Antonio H. told us, great company, got me connected, and the day I went in, I drove off in the car I wanted. 100% worth your time. Need a car? Get started now, and drive off as early as today. Just go to 11ignoremyscore.com right now. That's www.11ignoremyscore.com. Auto financing the easy way. 11ignoremyscore.com. Get started today. Auto financing the easy way.
The following program is wholly sponsored and produced by Stu Taylor on Business, which is responsible for its content. The opinions and information provided on today's show are those of the guests and or their respective companies and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of this station. It is strongly recommended that all listeners conduct their own due diligence on all companies mentioned and or seek out the advice and counsel of a financial professional. The guests on this show may pay a fee to appear on the show and are not affiliated with the show in any manner. This is Stu Taylor on Business. Now, Stu Taylor.
All right. All right. Welcome, welcome. Welcome. Let me see. Day. Am I echoing? I guess I'm okay, Matt. As I say every week, and if it bores you, it bores you. I'm thrilled to be here. I'm humbled to be here every week. And once a month, I am absolutely delighted to have on Gary Silverman, the managing partner, chief investment officer of Blue Prairie Group, which does some amazing things. And I'm not here to sell Blue Prairie Group. Just go to the website, blueprairiegroup.com, with offices in Atlanta, Chicago, Philadelphia. Congratulations, Philadelphia, Pittsburgh, Salem, San Francisco, and Tampa. And we're going to open up on a note here. We're going to talk about a pleasant subject, the economy. Just before I introduce you, every time I get into a debate with someone on the left, because they don't even if you turn on MSNBC, you turn on CNN, there's never a mention about the economy. It's still Trump's collusion with Russia. So this isn't a political show, and I want to be clear about that. But my first statement is, to you folks out there on the left, how do you like the market? So we've gone from 18,000 to 26,000. It's the most miraculous climb I've seen in years, Gary. Your evaluation. And by the way, welcome. It's always a delight, my friend.
Well, thank you, Stu. It's truly my pleasure to be here with you, and thank you for that. Yeah, I think it's interesting. If the market were down as much as it's up, I guarantee you everyone would be calling it the Trump economy. But now that it's up, you know, just crickets as far as that goes. The economy is doing great. It's not just the stock market. Everyone talks about the stock market and how great the stock market is doing, and that's good and it's important. It's very real. People see their 401ks going up, their IRAs going up, et cetera. So that's good and that's very real. That also helps consumer confidence, which helps people go out and spend more. And we've seen some great spending later. But economically, activity is up, business investment is up, productivity is up, things we haven't seen in years. And this goes back into the Bush administration, too. It's not just an Obama thing. We've had some really strong GDP growth, 3.3% in the third quarter last year. Fourth quarter final numbers aren't in yet, but it looks like it's going to be similarly strong. And we're probably looking at 3% in 2018 as well. So looking really good and really strong all around.
Yeah, it's been a surprise because some common sense things that, I'm trying not to go down the road of politics, but Democrats have rejected. I'm dumbfounded how a guy like Paul Krugman could still be on the planet in the media. I mean, he is diametrically opposed to everything. Everything turns out 180 degrees wrong. What this economy has done, and you know, can certainly elaborate this. We could go on forever. Not only GDP, the VIX still is not in endangered territory. consumer confidence, as you said, is way up. GDP has long legs, and people ask me, what would you, and I wish they would ask me. I'm not a financial planner. This isn't my field of expertise, but I think I've got a fairly good common sense feel of it. And they asked me, what do you think? And I said, I still think it's got long legs because I don't see anything structurally wrong with the market, either here or globally, where everybody seems to be following us. Structure is in order. We're going to get those blips when you get a shutdown of the government or when you get a bomb threat from North Korea. Those things are temporary. And I see some legs in this market. What do you see?
Yeah, we definitely see some legs. Now, it's getting almost boring to say the same thing over and over again, but this isn't just about the market. It's the fundamentals. And you know, capacity utilization at the industrial factories are up, and that's great. And when there's still more room to go there before inflation becomes a concern. Wages are starting to move up, and that's, again, great. It's not moving up so much that it's going to affect margins too negatively or create a lot of inflationary pressures yet. So that's terrific, and that puts more money in people's pockets. Unemployment is, you know, we're probably going to see unemployment less than 4% this year. So yeah, it's got a lot of legs, and it's all very real. It's not, you know, people are concerned that the market's up in bubble territory. And, you know, if you look at earnings, since the third quarter of 2016, earnings have been on a tear, and earnings are real. That's real dollars. And all the stuff, Stu, that we're just talking about, none of this includes the impact of the tax reform act that just passed.
Right. That's where I was going to go with my next thoughts here. If you look at the companies investing, over 150 companies so far and more to come, who are giving out bonuses and are reinvesting in the company to create new jobs, $8 trillion added to this U.S. economy. We're looking at more and more benefits, and it's a lot of this is not only precipitated by tax reform, but by the tremendous cut of regulations. And it was 2-to-1 for every regulation that was going to be added. Trump is going to cut 2. We're seeing cases where it's 3 and 4. The stranglehold is finally off these corporations. It's so clear. Companies grow. It creates opportunities for new jobs and for people. It creates more revenue, more jobs. I've heard a Democrat line, let's extend unemployment for another 36 weeks. It'll stimulate the economy. Am I crazy? How can this be happening? How can they be saying this? Is it just the intense hatred of this administration?
Well, yeah, I can't say what's in their hearts and minds, but talking about expanded unemployment benefits when the economy is probably going to, it's already below what, you know, Greenspan had said was the natural unemployment rate, which, you know, will create inflationary pressures. And right now people can't find workers to fill the jobs that they have open. The length of time the jobs are open before they're filled is starting to push up into not record high territories, but pretty high. So, the fact that this is not the time when I think you need to truly expand unemployment. Yeah, that said, I'm not trying to defend anyone or take any political sides here, but there is a skills gap. So even though unemployment is so low and it's taking a long time to fill these jobs, there is a mismatch between the skills people have and the skills people need, especially with some of the states that have put in the minimum wages laws. Because that's pushing low-skilled labor out in favor of robots and self-service and things like that. So there are a lot of low-skilled laborers that are getting pushed out of the workforce due to higher minimum wage requirements, and those people are going to have a tough time finding jobs. So, you know, there is that to be said on the unemployment side.
There's no doubt about it. I mean, you know, Steve Forbes, I love one of his quotes, with every two steps we take forward, we take one back. I mean, that's the way individuals, companies, et cetera, sustain and grow. I mean, there's almost never a straight line. And it's not going to be a straight line here. And I think we realize it. Having said that, where do you see the opportunities in the future and the risks that lie ahead. I don't see any inflation problems. The interest rates, as long as they're minimally increased, I think at some point that's going to have to halt. But I can certainly understand the moves that have been made. I think Janet Yellen did a great job. Where do you see the opportunities and the risks?
Yeah, I would first, before I jump into that, I will agree. I think Janet Yellen did a terrific job, and when she first took over as Fed chair, I did not expect that. So I'll tell you, I was very pleasantly surprised. And I think Jay Powell will continue in the Janet Yellen model. He's very collaborative in the way he makes decisions. I think the Fed's going to be, even though there are a bunch of new governors, I think the Fed's going to continue in its current path. And that's a great thing because it creates stability. And the economy, businesses love stability. They know what to expect. They know how to invest. Markets love stability. So I think that's a really good, strong, solid underpinning. You know, what to expect? I think we're going to see a lot of business investment, which is good for the industrials. So if you're looking sort of for kind of where the hot sectors are going to be, I think industrials are looking pretty strong. And they're also going to be helped more than any other sector by the tax cuts. I think financials look really strong here with low interest rates, with interest rates trying to move up but still relatively low. The interest spread that the banks are going to get and the ability for them to lend more, and as businesses continue to invest, that's going to be good for financials.
All right, let's pick up this. I'm sure you've got more to add for the goodies, and I'll add just one or two after you finish. We're going to take a break. Joining us, as he does every month, Gary Silverman, the managing partner, chief investment officer of Blue Prairie Group. Just go to blueprairiegroup.com. We'll be back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever.
My Pillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special plus free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-950-0658. That's 800-950-0658, and use promo code STU. That's 50% off plus free shipping. Don't delay. Order now.
For investors, timberland has become the symbol of safety. Global tropical timber demand continues to surge as the world's population increases. The need for managed, sustainable timber production forests has never been greater. When stock markets crash, trees keep growing. Direct ownership of fully managed tropical timberland acreage is now available to accredited investors. Prime, valuable hardwood groves close to the beautiful Costa Rican border generate and maintain superior long-term wealth. Consider visiting our forest plantations. Qualified accredited investors should go to PreciousTimberProfits.com or dial 855-888-6288 for more information. Call 855-888-6288 or visit PreciousTimberProfits.com. This announcement does not constitute either an offer to sell securities or a solicitation of an offer to purchase. Offering made by prospectus only. 855-888-6288, PreciousTimberProfits.com, PreciousTimberProfits.com.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam, for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
If you're one of the millions of Americans who can't work because of a serious injury or illness, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. It doesn't matter if you've applied before and the government has said no. Let the experienced attorneys at Bill Gordon & Associates help you get the Social Security disability you deserve. Their team of attorneys have been fighting for benefits for people just like you for over 20 years. And best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. There are many conditions that make you eligible, including some you may not even be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call Bill Gordon and Associates today for your free no-obligation consultation. See if you qualify for the Social Security benefits you need and deserve. 800-470-4453. 800-470-4453. That's 800-470-4453.
Biz Talk Radio. The Financial Exchange, weekdays 10 to noon, 1120 a.m. WBMW.
Hello, this is Robert Kiyosaki, author of Rich Dad, Poor Dad, and I want to have high commendations for Stu Taylor. He's been a supporter of financial education and my message for years. He's a great guy. Keep listening to him.
In the early morning rain, with a dollar in my hand and an aching in my heart and pockets full of sand, I'm a long way from home.
I always come back a little slower from these breaks, folks, and Gary, I get just so hung up on that song. But now we're back to, it's sweet music anyway, whether you want to look at the music business or whether you want to look at the economy. The denials are out there. Turn on MSNBC, CNN, and all you still all mostly hear about the collaboration and the stance that that Trump is taking, and I'd like to go into that, but I'd rather, let's stick to the other good news and hold the politics off. Gary Silverman joining us, Blue Prairie Group. Here's what I'm looking at, you know, as the next step and a step-by-step thing. A lot of people out there, it's sometimes it's very hard to concretely deal with a lot of these issues are resolved because a lot of it, you know, let's wait 6 months, let's wait. I mean, it seems to be the story of life, except I think we're less than a month away now. The tax reform results are going to kick in. They're going to kick in February. When people see a difference on their paychecks, and that's going to be another motivating matter, and it's going to be a lot of, in many cases, a lot of euphoria, Gary, because, you know, even small amounts, it may be difficult for us to relate to that, but small amounts mean a lot to people who are having dire financial consequences. I think it's going to make a big difference.
Yeah, absolutely. You think about the average family of four, saving $1,600. Well, if your average, you know, gross compensation, your gross wages are $50,000-$60,000, you know, your net take home $1,600 is a lot of money. It's very meaningful, and people shouldn't be turning up their noses at it. That's I think there was a report last year that most people don't have enough money saved if they had a $400 like emergency, a car repair, they couldn't afford it. Well, $1,600 a year covers that and a whole lot more. So it's a big deal. It really is. On the margin, and the economy and the markets work on the margin. What happens with the next, you know, several dollars? And so I think it's a big deal. I don't think people should be minimizing it.
Well, we're looking, and I could run up and down on so many companies, Boeing and Apple and Walmart and AT&T, but Apple is going to spend more than it's unbelievable, $30 billion on equipment to make its products. And it's going to give each employee a $2,500 bonus in terms of restricted stocks. I mean, some of these numbers are just staggering as we're adding trillions to this economy. And even though everything has a ceiling, I think, you know, and we already mentioned this, and you mentioned it when you talked about the, when we talked about the market having more legs. You know, I'm trying to be conservative here. I see this as a compelling sign. I could talk about other companies as you have, a compelling sign that growth, in a sense, for whatever the short run is, could be really unlimited.
I would temper that a little bit. Growth is unlimited long term, but nothing goes in a straight line, right? So I wouldn't want people to think that there's no such thing as a bear market anymore. The last time I heard that talk was in the late 1990s, and of course that was followed by the crash. Markets will cycle in and out, but even though this has been such a long bull run here, I don't think we're at the end of it. I don't think, you know, you can't look at the calendar. You have to look at where you are in the business cycle. And all the indicators, earnings are not only growing, they're accelerating, things like that, imply that we're still earlier in the business cycle than the calendar would suggest, which means there's a lot of legs here still. It won't go up forever, but there's still a lot of legs here. I also want to touch on one of the quick things, Stu, that you said, which is Apple's reinvestment. You think about the individual tax reform, $1,600 on average per household. That's good and shouldn't be minimized. But the real benefit here is going to come from that corporate reinvestment, which is going to get more people working. Wages are going to go up. It's going to get the economy humming, and that's going to bring more money to people's pockets than the $1,600, in my opinion. It'll be worth more overall to the economy than the $1,600 that people will get directly from the tax return, you know, the Tax Reform Act. So that's a big deal.
You were talking, and I just had a chuckle here thinking where Trump is giving, as a result of the tax reform, for those who want to credit Trump, you know, families are getting as much as $2,000, $2,400 back a year. I mean, this is significant money to a lot of people, and the Democrats are poofing it. I remember the time, and I can't remember what, but Obama said every married couple in this country will get back $40.
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember that?
I do, actually.
I mean, it's such a joke. But hey, you know, I it's nice to smile about this and not frown about it. What else do you see right now going on? Some of the hidden things, and I talked about natural events that occur that temporarily shake the economy. But what do you think will happen if we can just take one more giant step here that Trump is allowed to, and either an infrastructure act, you're never going to solve the immigration problem, you're just not, and we could do 3 hours on that.
Yeah.
But some of the other issues that are still open here, because when you look at the border, the wall, and I'm angry every day, give $150 billion to the Iranians, but don't spend $21 billion on a wall. And that wall would keep, I mean, that wall, in brief here, that wall would just boost this economy even more.
I'm not sure that the wall as an infrastructure project would boost the economy on a one-time basis, but it wouldn't really result in massive infrastructure improvement the way roads, bridges, airports, seaports would do. So, I mean, from an economic perspective, the wall isn't the infrastructure project to do. Now, there might be other reasons to do it,
but Gary, it's only $21 billion.
Yeah,
we're looking at $3 trillion for an infrastructure project. It's nothing. It's peanuts.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but to the extent that you can, you know, it's not just how much you're spending on the infrastructure; it's what you get out of it. You think about the national highway system and what that did for the economy. So, improving our infrastructure, our roads, our bridges, the airports, seaports, those types of things will help commerce and will pay dividends for decades to come. So the benefits not just the money you're spending on the shovel-ready jobs, to use an Obama-era quote, but all the benefit you get from that.
Oh, no, and I agree. What you say makes perfect sense. I'm for safety, security. My number one priority is build this damn wall. All right, it's gone so fast here, we haven't even begun to cover things. Stay on the line, Gary.
Yeah, you bet.
As we take a break, Gary Silverman, Blue Prairie Group, is always a real thrill.
Starting a business can be tough, but getting the word out about your business through a great website can be even tougher. That's why you need SpotOnWebsite.com. At SpotOnWebsite.com, you can register your company's domain name and even build your website overnight. It's fast, easy, and most of all, it's sure to fit your budget. SpotOnWebsite.com has a wide range of internet products and solutions to make the most of your website, even on a small business budget. Log on today and see for yourself at SpotOnWebsite.com.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off. Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Allergy congestion, cut grass, cat on the sofa, dust in the carpet. Whenever allergy congestion makes you feel trapped, break through with Allegra D for 5-in-1 24-hour multi-symptom relief. Allegra D combines a non-drowsy antihistamine with a powerful decongestant for fast relief that starts working in just 1 hour. Break through allergy congestion with Allegra D. Use only as directed. Guaranteed or your money back. Visit Allegra.com.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. That's 800-915-9658.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the 5 little known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-935-0752 now and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-935-0752. That's 800-935-0752. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Biz Talk Radio. You're tuned in to Money Matters Boston, 1120 AM WBNW.
Hi, this is Peter Schweitzer, author of Clinton Cash, and I was just on the radio with Stu Taylor, one of the best talk show hosts in America.
It was Tiger Wills versus Kid McCoy in the summer of 93. Now the kid was everybody's pride and joy, just as game as a kid could be. And his darling Bess was in the second row. She was praying with all her might, saying, kid, we need that little
bungalow. So, okay, I got caught up there. And I don't know if Gary is still on.
He is not.
Okay. He's a tremendous wealth management advisor and a tremendous person. And I'm not patronizing him or the company or anything else. I am just telling you from my experience for years, if you want to deal with a phenomenally reputable company, and if you want to deal with, and I know the people in the company because I've been there. And if you want to get some incredible advice, there's no obligation. Just go to blueprairiegroup.com, call them, and just tell them Stu Taylor told you to call, all right? And that would be, I think, would be a blessing for you. But again, this is not an advertisement. This is much more of an information-providing venue that I have with Blue Prairie Group. And they're a magnificent company. I know you don't hear it often, but you can really, really trust them. All right, we are back, and we are looking at, my God. How much could I stand yesterday? I watched Chris Wallace, and then I watched Meet the Depressed. Oh, God, I'll tell you something. Chuck Todd. He's one of them. You know, he's intellectually bright. I'm not going to deny him of that. These people are so obviously jaded. And unless I'm mistaken, aren't these journalism shows, they're obviously we all have opinions, but they're balanced. I watch Chris Wallace, you know, and I watched most of these morning shows. I try to avoid Martha Raddatz because she's a disgrace. But Chris Wallace at least will go on the offense against Republicans, conservatives. Now, you might be surprised to hear me say, oh, you'd like that. I says, yeah, I do like it. I want the truth brought out. And if you've got a positive perspective of something, you should be able to get on there and talk about it. And if you watch MSNBC, and I've said it a million times, watch MSNBC and CNN. If you have an ounce, I'm not saying an ounce of intelligence, because I can't believe how many intelligent, quote, intelligent people fall for this garbage. If you have an ounce of objectivity, you'll see that these networks, I can't say they should be taken off the air because it's freedom of speech, and I don't recommend taking any of them off the air. But I wouldn't be in pain if they did. They're so jaded and so one-sided and so disgusted. Ask yourself this. Would you rather take care of Chip and these kids who need medical coverage for another 6 years? Provide the necessary capital and human resources to our troops? Or would you rather authenticate illegals in this country and perpetuate the influx of more? Isn't this a simple thing to hold one against the other? Obama, in a speech 7 years ago, 8 years ago, said, you know, you can't hold up one bill with another. What he didn't add is, except, of course, if the Democrats are doing it. You can say what you want. You can take whatever position you want. The wall has to be built. We've got to tighten up our immigration policy tremendously. We have the worst immigration policy in the world. Now, I don't know how much it would result in a conciliatory compromise. I wouldn't do it. And when I say that, it means letting in the families and the relatives of DACA. It may be reaching the point that you got to do something about DACA, and it's not an easy situation to handle. But why should people, whether it was their parents or them directly coming in this country, why should they go to the head of the line to replace legal, family-valued, skilled people who've been trying to get into this country for years? And I want you to notice the one distinction that I'm aware of. You know, we just sometimes focus on one thing. We focus on this. We focus on this. If you look at what the consequences are versus the benefits, it's so unbelievable. And the use of the word immigrant is being misused every day. They are illegals. They should be subscribing to the tenets of the law. All illegals are bad people. If I had a family and were suffering in Mexico, I'm sure I'd do my best one way or another to get into this country. Yeah, it sounds a little hypocritical. Because very often, you know, people take stands like, I'm pro-life, I would never have an abortion for my kid. And then suddenly the situation hits home. And I mean, what are you looking at? Country, family, rules. We all have difficult decisions to make in life. I never sit here holier than thou and preach. I don't think I do that. I think what I do is offer a justification for everything I can based upon what the news of the day is. I don't know how long this shutdown will be, and in a lot of ways, I don't give a damn. I don't give a damn because I don't want to hand this over to Chuck Schumer. Don't want to hand it over to Chuck Schumer. You can fill in the blanks of what Chuck Schumer is. I can't think of anything nice to describe about Chuck Schumer, except that he's the perfect follow-up to Harry Reid. And this line, this chain will never end of leaders who are looking to bring harm to this country or economy in lieu of their own benefits. I'm not going to get into Chuck Schumer's head. I don't know whether he's just phenomenally stupid or phenomenally evil. I mean, I don't know, because the behavior is irrational. Now, having said that, I know Trump changes his mind all the time on all different issues. And I'm actually beginning to think that this may be a good, well, not beginning to think, in many cases it's a good thing, not a bad, because it's like football. You always keep your opponent off balance. You're always changing formation. You're always changing the signal of a call by the quarterback. Not quite the same, not the greatest example, but I think the Republicans have the Democrats so confused that the Democrats are stepping all over themselves. There's one thing in this that there's no confusing about when it comes to Donald Trump. I mean, virtually everyone who has access to television, radio, or print can see that in certain ways his behavior is, let me say, unconventional, and it's mostly working. I said in this show, if he would just stop the tweets to Rosie O'Donnell and all those other people on it, I think he is. I think he's cut down on it. And we're going to move ahead. I think we'll get an extension of 3 weeks. The Democrats are afraid. They're not going to win. They're not going to win this because of the treatment of our troops and these kids who need medical funding for another 6 months. Chip, you can't win when it comes to saying, let all the poor illegals come into this country. Give them a chance. It's not going to work. This will backfire, unlike the other government shutdowns. I'm going to shut down just for a minute.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever.
My Pillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special plus free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-950-0658. That's 800-950-0658, and use promo code STU. That's 50% off plus free shipping. Don't delay. Order now.
Worldwide demand is making coconuts one of the highest-yielding cash crops available today. Coca-Cola, Pepsi, and many high-net-worth individuals have invested billions of dollars into coconuts for strong growth and solid long-term income. Yields could be as high as 18% or more per year. Capital appreciation and exceptional income for up to 60 long years would be an absolutely brilliant investment to pass on to future generations. Diversify wisely with direct ownership of fully managed coconuts on prime farmland close to the beautiful Costa Rican border. For more information, qualified accredited investors should go to profitsincoconuts.com or phone 855-888-6288. That's 855-888-6288. This announcement does not constitute an offer to sell securities or a solicitation of an offer to purchase. Offer made by prospectus only. 855-888-6288 or visit profitsincoconuts.com. Profitsincoconuts.com.
Hey travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1769. 855-325-1769. That's 855-325-1769.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-607-8945. That's 1-800-607-8945. Again, 1-800-607-8945.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-6812 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-6812. Again, that's 800-711-6812.
Biz Talk Radio. Life stories of the Legal Exchange, Sundays 2 to 3, AM 1120, WBNW.
Hello, this is Ann Coulter, and I just had a great interview with Stu Taylor.
All right, the juicy part of the show. That's my... I salivate thinking of the wonders created by Seasons 52 with two locations, one in Chestnut Hill, Massachusetts, the other one in Burlington, Massachusetts. And, you know, I'm not going to make outlandish statements, so I'm going to make something very down to earth and real and practical. There is no better restaurant you can go to. And I will leave it at that as I bring on one of the great responsible people who have made this happen, and that's Dan Hebenstreit. He's the managing partner. And it's I want to give you the website, seasons52.com, seasons52.com. Please go there and then email me back and tell me how brilliant I am. Hey, Dan, good morning.
Good morning, Stu. How you doing?
Good, thanks. It's been a while.
It has been a while. I haven't even had any chance to see you in the restaurant. You got to come in.
No, but I will be back. I promise. And I'm coming back very quickly. Maybe even during the week.
Fantastic.
How's everything going?
it's going very well. I mean, yeah, as you know, because we talked about it the last time you were here. You know, we had a great holiday season, and we're coming off the holidays now. So we have that little window. You know, we're dealing with football and whatnot. Go Patriots!
Patriots still playing?
Oh yeah.
Oh, okay.
that little football team that we have locally. But I mean, we're coming up on Valentine's Day, so that's the next big push for us in the restaurant. So we are doing a similar thing this year that we did last year, and I have some details right now, and then I'll get on the phone with you in another couple of weeks or so and finalize the details. Right now, what I can say is, starting on February 11th through the 13th, for those days, we are doing a special prefix menu, and it's a $60 dinner for two. Again, it's something similar that we did last year. I don't have all the exact details as to what items we'll have on the menu, but if I had to guess, we're going to have some of our more popular items, our scallops, our roasted chicken, our filet, okay? And we'll do multiple courses, and obviously I'm sure we're going to work in a nice champagne toast for that, but it went over well last year for those days leading up to Valentine's Day. Again, it's $60, and that's for two people, which is a phenomenal value. And then on the day of Valentine's Day, we'll just do our regular menu.
First of all, I have to tell you that these specials, when they come up, take advantage of it. You won't do better to please your special other or others, depending upon what your lifestyle is, than by going to Seasons 52. I don't know what to say without sounding overly dramatic here. The value is so incredible, it's hard to believe. And it's not just the dollar amount, which is amazing. I don't know how Dan and the staff do it over there. But the quality of the food and the selection is absolutely out of this world. And what else is there? When do you change your menu again?
So that was the next point. So we are coming up. We're going to be changing the menu for spring. We're going to be rolling into our spring menu in about the second or third weekend of February. We do our menu rollout. So that's for the team in the kitchen. We work on the food, we get it prepared, we taste it, and then we learn about it so that when we do roll the menu out. So about the third week in February, end of February, we're going to be rolling out our spring menu. I personally feel that our two strongest menus are the spring and summer. I love all our menus, but my favorite is spring and summer because we get more into some of the lighter fare and whatnot. We're moving out of the hearty foods, and we start featuring, you know, more tomatoes in the menu, spring vegetables, summer veg. But, you know, I always look forward to spring. So that's going to be starting end of February into March. We change out some of our wines. We'll do some new drinking before they're famous wines. We may change out some of the wines that we pair with our flatbreads. We do two wines in a flatbread, and that's a great value as well. We do that every day, and it's $15. You get two glasses of wine and a flatbread for $15, another deal you're not going to beat anywhere. So we're very excited about the spring menu. Again, look for that end of February, beginning of March. And then, one, you know, to reinforce the point that you made about the value for that Valentine's Day, again, it's $60 for two for each guest on those days leading up, February 11th, 13th. You have to put that in perspective. That's $30 a person. The average per person in our category for restaurant industry is probably somewhere between 50 and 60. So we're just about cutting that in half for our guests for those days. And to reinforce that, like you said, you're not going to beat that anywhere, not in this atmosphere and not in this segment.
No, you're not. But I'll also, let me also add, there are a couple of reasons why restaurants may go this route. One is that business is not good and they're trying to stimulate business. And the other is that business is great and they have an unquenching thirst to make it even better, if I can use that expression. And obviously, you're in the second category, and I commend you, having been in business for years, to continue to improve what you do. Now, I've got a personal question. What about butternut squash?
So that's a fall, and you talk about the butternut squash soup?
No. Just butternut squash. Butternut squash. The fall, huh?
Yeah. Well, the fall and winter, but we have... You know, certainly we have a sweet potato mash on one of our sides for our pork tenderloin and whatnot. We feature butternut squash right now, almost that and a spaghetti squash with our cedar plank salmon, which goes very well. But you're going to see the butternut squash focus during the fall and winter menus, primarily fall. Mm-hmm. And that'll show back up again, you know, again after next summer into the fall.
Yeah, but you know it's good that's mentioned. People who are thinking of leaving New England and moving somewhere else may have second thoughts. Say, honey, they're going to be serving the butternut squash in the fall. We can't go. What else haven't we covered, or you haven't covered, whether it's functions or very seldom talk about the bar.
Yeah,
you got a very stimulating atmosphere. I'll just throw it open to you because we got less than a minute.
Yeah, absolutely. Private dining. You know, so we're at that season right now for post-holiday events. We've seen a lot of corporate activity. We're booking more now than we did last year for private events, for corporate events. And as you know, we are ideally suited for those kind of events. We have up to five rooms that can be available for private dining for corporate and personal private social events.
Well, all I can say, Dan, is it's an extreme pleasure having you on here. And my first point of order right now is say to my wife, when can we go to Seasons 52 again, which will be very, very shortly. But miss you. Look forward to seeing you. And God bless. And I want to say the same to everyone. This is Stu Taylor. We'll see you back here tomorrow.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. Biz Talk Radio.